We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are now in Kuf Nun Tet, 159. Moving very nicely through the Sefer. We're in the middle of Ot Ayin Chet, which we're discussing Seder of Binyan Nukva, part of Nukva, Alidea Mochim, V'nitnim La Alidei Za Biotam Adayim Ach Ba'ach. So he was explaining to us that the Patsufim, when they start off, they're in a position of back to back. That's called Ach Ba'ach. Yeah. Right? Doesn't actually, we're not Megashim again. We've said this many times. We don't actually visualize the Patsufim to be having a face and a back to them, but rather it's more of an inferior, intermediary stage to a higher stage. So they're right, sort of in the middle of the growing stages. So this intermediary stage is called Ach Ba'ach. And Za, which is the principal Mashpia, is Mashpia to the parts of Nukva through this intermediary stage. So we're going to continue reading on Kuf Nun Tet 159. At the bottom of the page. V'hine, mekivan shemochim shela nispashut ba derech nekev ha-chazesh ba'achroi ha-zah, we know that the shefa passes through the back of Zah, because we know she's at the back of Zah. L'chein huchach ha-nukva liyot devuka im Zah ach ba'ach. And therefore, it's incumbent on the nukva to receive the shefa, but it's going to be only with derech ach. Kasher, we're just turning over the page. Kasher, kotel echad mishtamish ben shneim. Why is that? Because they're sharing one back. Again, they're in this inferior position. Vohusond gavil, right? That's the leather that we write on. Sefer Torah, right? Because it's very thick. And it has inside, like the Gemara explains, that there's two thickness of the ore of the behema. There's one which is called the ore, one is called the klaf. Well, actually, tosustos is the other part. The klaf litvilim shehem, we take the klaf part. So the klaf part, this is what Ariz actually explains to us. The klaf part, which is the better type of oil, we take it, we use it for filling, and that is in the chinas of patsufin. That's za taking that chil. That's za. But duchtustus, that's the mezuzah sheim b'chinas nukva. That's going to be taken for the nukva, which is represented by the mezuzah. The toelet, she's not represented by the mezuzah, but that's the comparison over here. The toelet inyan amidata ach ba'ach im zahi she shemachamat kein lo yuchul haklipot liyanek meazun dera achoraim. And the reason why they're in this very firm position, ach ba'ach, is that in order that the klipot, which are the chitonim, shouldn't be yonek and take any zap, any shefa from either of them. You're going to tell me that the panim are revealed, that maybe the shefa is going to be leaking out through there and the chitzon are going to grab it? No. So he says, Da'ari p'neyem, k'van ispashtu tamochim arishonim degadlu she'em shmot avaya, ve'em shmo, ve'em ochim de'ach degadlu de'aba ve'ima, ve'em dochim et teklipo, ve'mezamin eneyem, le'bal yinaku mehem der panim. So he says that since the panim is very strong and it's getting it from the achraim, the Abba Ve'ima, that pushes away the Achoraim, and there the Chitzonim, and therefore there's no question, there's no chashash that they're going to take the Shefa. Aval Achorei Amdizu, Nadayim Yisrim, B'mochim, Zekatnu Shalem, She'em Shemot Elokim. Since we're only in an inferior position, and the Mashpia, and the Shefa that they have is only an inferior Shefa, which is goofy, the Shefa that Chitzonim like, or can absorb, She'em Tamid Yonkim HaKlipot Kidei Chiyutam. If, for example, the patsufim were face to face, and therefore the backs were revealed, the klipot would be yonik from shahrigam em nivu letzor gavua bishbil abechira achofshit v'tzchar v'onish. וכאשר יבואו לינק מהשמות אלוקים שבאחרים זון שהם שחושם יתגברו ביניקתם לינק גם שמות הוויה שבפנים וזון. So in order to not in order to make sure the chitzonim will not be yonik from the patsufim, they go back to back in order to cover the backs Because if the backs were revealed, they would start being yawning from the backs, and that would entail that they would get stronger and stronger, and eventually they would take over the whole entire patsuf, being yawning actually from the panim. They would go and they'd get stronger and stronger, chas v'shalom, and destroy all the spiritual world. That's why it's incumbent on Zab Hanukva to take position of Ach Ba'ach, kedei sheruach zeh lo yavo b'nehem, in order there should be any space between them, and in order that this ruach ra should not come between them. V'itkantzua v'yitkassu'u achoreihem shebehem shemot elokim dekatnud v'timna yenika me'avaya shebifnim shelahem, in order that they should protect this shem elokim, which is a type of shefa, a lower level from the unique from the havaya, but nevertheless that needs to be protected. Okay, let's go on to the next piece, which is ot ayin tet. Said the binyan v'tikun partzuf le'ah ba'achoreza. V'hine b'inyan b'yot ha'mochim de'aba ve'ima nechnasim b'zah, that the fact that the mochim from Abba ve'ima are coming down directly into zah, hare'em ruvashim v'nayim de'aba ve'ima v'az b'tchilat k'nisatam b'reshet de'zah nimshechet ha'ara me'ahamalchut de'ima ומלבושי נאי דאמא דרך הדד זה לעיר בלעם באחורי זה שהם סור דלת בקשת תפילין של ראש ששם מקומו. So let me explain to you what's going on. So we have again parts of Zah. We have to the back of Zah, we have the parts of Leah, which is on the back of Zah, from the back of his head all the way down to the middle of his chest, and then underneath that we have a partzuf called Rachel, which is underneath the legs of Leah, all the way down to the feet of Zah. Now Zah will receive his shefa from two partzuf from Shabbavim, which are called Abba v'Ima. Abba is inside Ima when the shefa comes down. And they will penetrate into Zah as far as his tiferet, as far as his top of his chest. What is going to penetrate inside Zah? That's going to be the netzah hod yesod of Imam. Again, taking consideration that Abba is inside Imam. So therefore, we have a situation. Let's take the middle calf, for example. Then the yesod of Imam is inside the tiferet of Zah, which, if you look at the back of Zah, is exactly where Leah is, and therefore Ima will give over Shefa to Zah. Zah will pass over the Shefa to the back of him, which will then connect to the head of Leah. Leah will receive therefore her Shefa. Now Leah receives not proper Shefa, but she is called Levusha Mochim. The Levusha Mochim, in our context, in this world, we cannot imagine it, says the Arizal, in the form of tefillin. Yes, tefillin that we wear every morning, there's two parts to tefillin, there are batim and there are ritzuas. The batim, we're not speaking about now, that is reflected by the parts of Rachel. But rather, when we speak about over here, about Leah, the creation of Leah, and giving her Shefa, she is referred to as the Ritzua of the Tefillin. Ritzua, remember, is completely different from the Batim. The Batim have the same leather, except that inside the leather there are Parshios. And Parshios are compared to, says Ariza, to Mochim. Mochim, that's Shefa, that's intelligence, that's a higher level. That means you have leather which encompasses the parchment. That means you have a guf and a neshama of mochim, which are high level. When you talk about Leah or the Ratsuas, the Ratsua doesn't have any parchments. She doesn't really have this high level of intelligence of the parts of this type of quality. And therefore, she is dormant to the dalit of the back of the ratzua of the rosh, tefillin shel rosh. You see, there's a little dalit over there. That is Leah. That's her manifestation in this world. Is the tefillin, is the dalit of the tefillin on the back of the head of the rosh. Okay, I hope I made that clear, because I think he sort of repeats this over. So let's continue from there. Now, again, she is by the Chagadizan on the back of him. Lachen yim mekabelet gam harat mit Chagadizan yotze el yesod besod o chozer der atzile zroot vektavayin de yad yamim u'smal. So what's going to happen is that the shefa, which is initially from Ima into Zah, will go down to his yesod, and then it's going to pump back up, back out through his elbows, believe it or not, and then they're going to go back into him and back out into Leah. It's a bit complicated, but that's the way the shefa flows. Okay, this is more into detail, so we're going to go weiter. Also through the shoulders, the yad, small yad, I mean small. So everything's going to seep out basically from Za into Leah. Again, Mida connected Mida. We find in the Shah Kavonis of Rosh Hashanah explains explicitly how Leah actually receives the Shefa. So anybody wants to delve more into depth, you should see that bush over there in Rosh Hashanah. By the Nesira. I think it's the Drush Zayin Uches. V'hine, kvar bi'anu she'ika v'yesod parts of Leia em me'achorayim d'ima. Now the Ika and the yesod of parts of Leia is on the back of Ima. It's actually from the achorayim d'ima. She'noflu mitachtit atzilut be'achorei za'a besod bitul שהיה בחוכמה ובינה בעולם הנקודים בעת שנשבור הכלים שבשבר מלאכים. So let me just explain to you what's happening. Leah, again, we made a fundamental differentiation between Leah and Rachel. Leah is referred to as Ratsua. מה שכן Rachel is referred to as not only Ratsua, but she also referred to as the parchment inside the cloth, which it gives a higher dimension. Now, why is that? Why is the Rachel is built differently than Leah? So it explains that we know originally by the Shah Shvira, specifically the Shah Nekudim Perek Tes, we find that the Ariza explains to us that there were, at the beginning, before the Zayin Malachim died, there were actually three Malachim before that. They were called Ket, Chokhma, Bina, that they broke, and their achoraim, let's specifically talk about the sphere of Bina, their achoraim, their more inferior parts, fell down. Not more than that. When it came to the Zayin Malachim, the Panim and the achoraim broke. So the achoraim of Ima broke, they fell down to the lower parts of Atzilut, but again, just the achoraim, not the Panim. Now that achoraim built Leah. That's the achoraim that we're talking about. That's what made Leah inferior, because she did not have any orot that came down to accompany those achorayim. And therefore, when we build her up, we only build her up with the levushim of the malchut, actually, particularly the malchut of Ima. And that's where she's going to get her shefa, by again Ima, when she's brought back up into her original position. Okay, וכיוון שאתה נתקן פרצוף רחל שם, לכן עלה עיקר פרצוף לאה, שהוא סוד אחוריים ואימא נע, למעלה כנגע הדת דזר מאחר. So where is your position exactly? Behind the מוח דת דזר, ששם נבנה פרצוף לאה. בעשר ספירות שלה עומדת ודת דזה עד חזה. So she's going to stem from the back of Zah, where his dat is, until the middle of his chest. That's the chazin. אלא שהקביים של ליה נתלבשו בתוך קטע דרחל, המלביש עליה זה מהחזה שלו ולמטה בסוד, ביסוד עקב ענווה, יראת השם. Okay, this is שאלה מלכת. Also Shah Chaf Gimel in Etz Chaim, Perek Dalet, that we find that in Shah, also in Otz Chaim, we find this, that we find the Yesod is that the Paltu, it's also, sorry, it's in Shah Rachel Veleah Perek Beis. Yeah. Okay. So we find that Rachel and Leah are one, are parts of one on top of the other. Again, Leah's on top of Rachel. Now he's pointing out over here that the truth of the matter is they're not exclusive one to the other. That means they are sharing a common space between them, which is the middle of the chest of Zah. Because Zah's chest, which is called the Tiferet, splits into three parts. Berek Elyon, that's where the legs of Leah get to. And officially, the head, that's where the head of Rachel starts. From the second part of the chest of Zah, which is the Perek Emsoy of Tiferet. And then the lower part of Zah's chest is called the Perek Tartan of Tiferet. So again, Rachel will take two out of the three parts of the chest. Now, Leah not only is going to be limited to that one top, sometimes she dips down. Sometimes she does, Ariz explains in Shah Rachel Leah, sometimes she dips down when needed in order to absorb some of her Shefa, which is coming via that space, Zah, from Zah. So therefore, the middle part is called the Perik Emsoyev Tiferet of Tiferet Zah is going to be shared, again we're talking about the outside of Zah, is going to be shared between the Akabayim of Leah, her heels, and the keter of Rachel. So that is a space which is going to be used, and that's what Chazal, that's the sod of the pasuk in Mishle, Ekev Anova, that means the heels Anova, which Leah is considered to be Bechinas Anova, the Arizal explains over there, and then Yirat Hashem, the Yirat as Rachel. So wherever you find the end of the Ekev is, you find the next part of the Yirat Hashem. V'amul Chazal, and the Chazal says in Yushami, Shabbos, in Perek Aleph, Daf Gim. Ma she'asta Yira, which is Rachel, Atara le'rosha, Asta Anava she'leha Ekev le'sulaita. Olam, כבר ביאנו שרחל עומדת עם הזעם מן החזה שלו ולמטה אך באך דבוקים יחד ממש אבל לאה עומדת עם זעם פנים שלה כנגד האחורה והאחוריים שלה נוטים לחוץ דרך האחוריים גולים יונקים ממנו החיצוני מעט כדי קיומם כי לאה כול הדינים שהם האחוריים דינאי דימה שנופלו כנר ונבנים זה פרצוף על ידי הערת שלבושי מלכות ונאי דאימה שכולם מכנת משרושים בהם כוחות הדין. So what's that? Again, we said that Leah is built through the malchut of the achuraim of Ima. Remember? We said she broke. Ima broke. Her achuraim fell down. Particularly the sphere of malchut of that achuraim was the cause of the formation of Leah. Now Leah, therefore, seeing being the lowest part of a mokim, which is a mokim ima, which is dinim, she's very, very stuck in din, very, very stuck in din, very strong in dinim, and that's a big attraction for the chitzonim. Now another point of differentiation between Rachel and Leah, because we said Rachel is back to back with Zah, but Leah is actually facing Zah, and therefore her achraim will be revealed. Now we did say that if the achraim revealed, the chitzonim are going to be yonik. And the Teret is, yeah, we do want them to be yonik. They're going to get too strong, so they have just enough shef over there, not too much, because it's quite high for them. So they're just enough, and that's what the Arizal calls the Tzor Gavor, and that's just enough what the Eibishter wants to give us free choice. Ela shechivalti dezah, nevertheless, there is an extra protection for her. Ela shechivalti dezah, she'em anai chadashim, the yatsu mitzpashti ma'achro ezah, נכנסים, מסתרים, האחורי לאה, כדי שלא ינקו ממנה חיצון, יותר מדי, אלא כדי שיהיו אחיותם וקיומם בלבד. So therefore, the extra protection is that there's going to be a nai chadash in the tvua. Remember, the tvua and I gave over a nai into Zah in order to make the kelim, in order to make this exponential growth of Zah, is through the nai of tvua coming into Zah. Now what's going to happen is that it's called a Nai Yeshanim, the old Nai. Now there's going to be a Nai Chadashim which are going to grow due to that process, and that's actually going to cover over Leah. So that's the extra protection that Leah is going to get, is through this, what we call the Chivalti. The Chivalti is the outgrowth, Chivalti is actually the hairs of this new Nai Chadashim, which is going to go overlapping over the back of Leah, therefore to give her this extra protection. Let's continue. We're now Ot Pei. Said the Tikkun Partuv Yaakov Bifnei Za. Page 161. Hine. Dugmat Le'a Shihi Me'achuraim Dina'i De'ima Shinoflu B'sod Abitul Ba'achuraim Za Kenal Nitken B'tzad Apanim De'za Partuv Yaakov. Now, remember, there are multiple, as you see, there are multiple partsufim here. Now we're going to discuss, we just spoke about Rachel, we spoke about Leah, we're going to speak about now Yaakov. Yaakov, now Yaakov, just imagine in the spiritual world, he is standing in front of Zah, okay, as opposed to the two female partsufim, which were Rachel Leah, they stood in the back. So where is he come from? When and how was he born? He was born from the fact that in the Filas of the Rucham, again, taking you back to the Shvil Shal Nikudim Perek Tet, we speak specifically about the Achraim of Chochma that broke, fell down to the lower parts of the world of Atzilus, and there now that caused the formation of Yaakov. Olam tashlum binyano shel Yaakov hu al yedei ha'arat nimshach lechutz me'amochim dina'i de'aba'a hanichnasim za'a ve'ik al yedei ha'arat yesod de'aba'a yotze lechut b'giloy mitoch yesod ima letor guv de'za'a minachazit de'za'a ve'lemata Kasha. So again, the same way that Leah receives her shefa through the Nahi of Ima coming into Zah, and we know that the Nahi of Abba is Mechus inside of that, then Zah will leak out the shefa which he's received, which is the Nahi the Abba of Ima, and then we'll go forwards during the Dev Panim of Zah, and then seep into Yaakov, and that's why he's going to get his Mokum. So he's very, very similar to Rachel, that they have Orot and Neshamas. They have a Guf and Neshama. As opposed to Leah, she only has a Guf. Or Be'erchim. V'az ha'ir, arad yesod ha'aba l'chutz der p'nei ha'zah, u'baka shte b'kiyo der yitziyato. Na'inu, b'kiyah dofne yesod ha'aba. V'gam b'kiyah dofne gufa deza besod, Yaakov, Yaakov, Otiyot, Ibaka, Ibaka. So what's going to happen is that we know that the Yesod of Ima is short. We know the Yesod the Abba is long. We know that Abba is inside of Ima. Therefore, it comes out the Yesod the Abba is going to be protruding outside from the Yesod the Ima. And due to that fact, the Yesod the Abba is going to be able to mashbir directly to Yaakov. Well, it has to actually go through Zah. So therefore, there's two Bekiyas that's going to happen. Bekiyah means that the Sheva is going to Bokeh, break through two different Mechitzas. The first Mechitzah is the Yesod the Abba. And the second Bekiyah, breakage, is going to go through the skin of Zah. Then finally, Yaakov will be able to receive the great shefa from Abba. Omerot elu yisod Abba yotzi meirim lochut leguf deza nitka pasuv Yaakov bifnei haza veomer de misham minachaz deza velemata v'achot klapi pnei haza upanim panim kepeniyat pnei haza. And therefore, what's going to happen is that eventually it's going to seep its way all the way down and hit into Yaakov. Yaakov is actually standing mechaza from the waist of Zah downwards. And the position that the whole thing is that Zah is facing Yaakov, and Yaakov's back is facing Zah. Okay, so it's really, so if you look at the whole big picture, you'll find that Leah is facing the back of Zah, and Zah is facing the back of Yaakov. That's what it looks like. And then you have Rachel underneath Leah. Okay, good. Now, page Kuf Samet Bet, New Inyan, Ot Pei Alev, Chiluk Azivugim Dezun, Bezmanim Shonim Shebeyo. Now, this is really into the Kavanot. We get into different times, we do different Zivugim. Let's discuss. I don't think we'll finish it, but let's start anyway. Hare, Shebeyanu Ad Ko. We've spoken till now. We spoke about different parsufim, zun, datzilut, different bechinas, I should say. Vehem Yisrael, shuza kolel, anit kam is vak demah udeben. We spoke about zah, which is actually a collection of vak demah vak deben. We spoke about zah, which actually, again, let's start again. We spoke about the pasuk of zah. Now, the zahs, it has different names. The principal name for zah is actually Yisrael. Now, V'rachel ha-kolelit, anit kenet v'amalchut demad ben, and we have, underneath that, we're going to have a pasuk called Rachel. Now, v'yakub nitka ma'achod abal, she'nofilu b'sod bitul, v'tachtit ha-tzilut, ומתוסף תאורו דנאי דאבא מאיר מלחוץ דרך פני עזה. Okay, he's repeating himself. The Yaakov, now, again, we saw earlier on, that is made from the אחוריים of Abba. ולאה נתקן מאחוריים דאמא שנופו לכנה בסוד ביטול מהתוסף תאורו דנאי דאמא מאיר מלחוץ דרך עזה. We find Leah on the outside of Zah, on the back side of Zah. She's made from, again, from the אחוריים דאמא. והנה, סוד עמידה פרצוף זון הכוללים הם ממש כסד עמידה שער פרצוף הם כוללים די אצילות, והוא שהנוקבה כוללת מלבישה לזה כולל מהחזה שלו ולמטה מכל סדה סביבותיו. So we're saying over here that nukva is going to be around Zah from his waist downwards. That's where Rachel is. והיא מקבל מוחי ממנו ממש באותו סד ואופן שזה מקבל מוחי מהסות ויעשו מקבל מאבא ואמא ואבא מקבל מהרבים. So what's going to happen again? Well, imagine that cylinder is one outside the other. So the middle cylinder, we're calling it Arir. Arir is משפיע to the outer cylinder, which is called Abba ואמא. And on the outer cylinder from there is going to be the part of Zun, which is going to cover the Shefa from there. Okay, let's continue. Now, zivugim dezon akolim elu hu rak b'musaf de Shabbat b'chazarat atfila metevat echad de kedushat keter al idei shedoleget nukva shnei dilugim kedei lamod b'yachad imzam. So what is this thing over here? Again, the whole purpose of these patsufim is to eventually come in a situation and they become one. Because again, all Kabbalah speaks about unity. Unity. So we want our position here, our position in this world, and our vote to Hashem is to make the patsufim go into a position of yichud. A yichud, right? And therefore, through our tefillot, we are able to culminate all these and join all these patsufim. It's called the sod of zivugim. And therefore, when does the zivug of Zuna Gedolim or Zuna Kolelim has various name or Yisrael Rachel Gedola, when do they make this combination, this zivug? It's in tefillat, when we find the Musaf the Shabbat, when we're in Kedusha and Keter, that's where the big zivug happens. And therefore, what do we get out of this? Out of all our work, then we get all the Shefa. Whenever there's a zivug, it's a union, a ducha and nukva together, there's a vlan created which is called Shefa. And that Shefa enriches the home, enriches the Abba, enriches the Ima. And that is the Shefa, that is the Scha which comes out of it. Shnei dulugim, because we know, even though we know that Rachel is very small compared to Zah, but she's going to grow. We, through our tefillot, have a koach to make her grow until she's panim v'panim with Zah, and they make a zivug. Here, b'tefillat shachit dechol. Now, that was all Shabbat and Musaf. Now, what happens in tefillat dechol? That's going to be a lower level of zivugim. Mizavigim Yaakov Rachel minachazid Zah v'lemata. Oh, so Yaakov now is going to make a zivug with Rachel, which is a much lower level from the chazid of the Zah lower. V'tfilat mincha mizavigim Yisrael v'le'a. Now, tfilat mincha, where you're moving upwards, right? Mincha mizavigim Yisrael again, which is a higher partzuf with Leo again, which is higher than Rachel minachazid v'lezad v'lemata. Now, tfilat achvit, you go back down. Well, actually, what's going to happen is that Yaakov is going to go up. Tefillah de Arvid, mezavagin Yaakov, v'la minachazet zav v'lemala. V'chatzot d'alayla, v'chatzot d'alayla, also we find another zivuk over there. V'chatzot d'alayla, mezavagin Yaakov im le'a. That's going to be, again, Yaakov le'a. Bekol komat zah, they're going to grow all the way up to komat zah. Now we find out, therefore, it comes out that we have all different types of zivugim, very interesting. We have Zuna Gedolim, we have Yaakov Rachel, Yaakov Leia, Lemali Menachaza, Lemat Menachaza. What's the difference in all these zivugim? It explains. On page Kuf Samach Gimel. V'tchilat Nakdim. we'll first we'll explain. He says, "Kibi yomot." Okay, so I think we're running out of time. What we'll do, we'll stop it here because it's just coming into a hagdam over here, and the show will continue next time.